From the Carter Subaru Studios, this is the G and Ursula Show with G Scott and Ursula Royteam.
Hey, good morning, Ursula.
Good morning, G. Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. Happy Election Eve.
I just want to say the 9 o'clock hour flew by.
It did.
Flew by. I am super excited. And here's what I'm excited about. Because anytime that we get to ask a question from our listeners, our amazing listeners, and we get to open up the phone lines, this is my favorite part of when we do radio. And it's quite simple. The simple question is this. How are you feeling today? How are you feeling today about America? That we're on the voting eve, the pandemic, we're at the height of that going on. Call us, 888-973-CHIRO, 888-973-CHIRO. Ursula?
How are you feeling? As long as you're asking, as long as we're asking, how are you feeling?
You heard me this morning, and you can feel the energy that I have today. I don't know if I'm in shock. I don't know what it is, but I'm in a phenomenal mood. And I have been all weekend. I was a little hurt by Halloween. Not because people didn't come to my house, but I was hurt by Halloween because it was a stark reminder of what we are going through. We are really in a pandemic. And first of all, shout out to the parents and all those guys. Everybody's taking precautions. That's a good thing. But it really hurt me to know that a lot of kids are missing out on a lot of adults are missing out on a lot of things. So I was a little hurt by that over the weekend. But overall, Ursula, I got to tell you, I mean, I think that we're in a blessed situation. Both you and I and Chef, we get to get on here. We do the show every single day. Our listeners, we go back and forth with them, both on my text line and on our show page. So it feels like even though we are going through a hard time, we got a big old, I almost said a cuss word. We got a big old family that we get to come with every single day to talk about things. How are you doing?
You're right about, and I think the show has been very helpful, but I'm going to be honest. I feel very nervous. I feel anxious. I do feel a lot of stress. I feel the stress of this election coming up. I feel the stress of the pandemic. I feel concern over what's going to happen. I want there to be peace no matter what happens in terms of the results. But I'm also hopeful. I'm hopeful that we can start a new era where we get back to being civil. And so I'm trying not to let the stress get cloud my optimism, because, you know, as someone who moved here in 1978 and became an American citizen a few years later, I love this country. And this is still the best country. And this is the country that I want to continue to live in and see my kids end up having, you know, their children. And so my grandkids, I want them to have a really bright future. But right now, I just feel very stressed out about what is going to happen tomorrow. So we have invited you to call us, and some of you have been waiting for a while. So we're going to go to Ian in Eatonville. Good morning, Ian.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thank you for holding for so long. So how are you feeling?
Well, overall, I think I'm a little stressed as well. With the pandemic, I'm one of those people that I do think that maybe the way things were handled in the pandemic aren't exactly, isn't really the right approach. And I think that that's caused a lot of where we are today. So I am stressed. I'm worried about what's going to happen with the election. I'm worried about, no matter who wins, what the reaction publicly is going to be. We're seeing it from both sides. We talk about cities and stuff boarding up, and I don't think it matters who wins, what the outcome is. I think these next couple of months are going to be chaotic.
Good point.
Yeah, I think you're right, and I'm hoping that we're all wrong, and I'm hoping just that everyone thinks twice about what they're going to do and the destruction that, you know, that's not going to help anybody. But we appreciate you calling in. Okay, I'm going to ask you one real quick light question. Do you think it's too early to put up holiday decorations right now?
Absolutely. This is the biggest fight in my house. My wife started Christmas music. She started Christmas music before we went trick-or-treating.
Okay, hang in there. That's just too much stress.
Hey, man. Hey, your wife and I, we cousins, man. We cousins. Your wife and I. Tell her, keep going strong, man.
Thank you, Ian.
Oh, I'm fighting as hard as I can, G. Thank you.
We appreciate it. Thank you. Okay, we're going to go to Norm in Puyallup. Hey, Norm.
Well, I ain't that bright, you guys. So
oh, no.
I have to go to better experts from the past. Will Rogers, on the subject of politics, he once said, it's not what a person doesn't know that's the problem. It's what they know that just ain't so.
Mm.
Another one I recall, and this is sort of discouraging, but you can really see it taking place, passion and prejudice trump reality every time. And
I love the saying. Go ahead. How are you feeling, though? I mean, I love the sayings, and you're so good about them. But how are you feeling?
Oh, I feel pretty good because I don't really put much confidence in what happens in the arena of politics, because politicians typically overpromise and underdeliver. So, and that's not to demean them too much. It's just the way the game is played. So what can I say? I hope I'm not sounding too negative here.
Well, we're going to try to cheer you up, okay? We're going to try to find reasons to be optimistic. But Norm, we always appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much. We are going to go to Jan on Camano Island. Good morning, Jan.
Hi.
Hi. How are you feeling this morning?
I wake up and I try to, with an attitude I was raised on, because I listen to you both talk about virtues and beliefs, and I try to wake up in a positive attitude. I know every day can't be a storybook, you know, day, but I try. I'm surrounded by people like that. I listen to you guys. You guys are all fantastic. I love all of you. Whenever they do a mixed match, in other words, I mean, they change you around, you guys always seem to just laugh, have a good time, and I love it. I love listening to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Jan. We appreciate it.
We appreciate it. Hey, I want to put out the number one more time, 888-973-CHIRO. We'd love to hear from you guys, 888-973-CHIRO. And the question is this: how are you feeling about America right now, today? We got you on Christmas Eve is not today. It is Election Eve. So, Ursula, the election is tomorrow. So give us a call, 888-973-CHIRO. How are you feeling about America right
okay,
now?
And I want to share something before we take on some of these other calls. So yeah. There is a new survey out, and if you are feeling anxious about this election, you're certainly not alone.
A Harris poll on behalf of the American Psychological Association finds 68% describe the presidential race as a significant source of stress. That's up from 52% 4 years ago. The good news? Judd Brewer at Brown University's Therapeutic Neuroscience Lab tells the Wall Street Journal, "We should feel better after the results are in, even if things don't go our way. Uncertainty, says Dr. Brewer, is worse for our brains than knowing a negative outcome." Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Okay, so if you're anxious, though, you're not alone. Don't feel bad. Okay, so we're going to go to Emily in Eatonville. Good morning, Emily. How are you feeling this morning about both the election tomorrow and where we are in the pandemic?
Hi, good morning. You know, I think that I have been trying to block it out for the most part over the last couple of months, but I did wake up this morning feeling pretty apprehensive. Maybe not so much for tomorrow, but just the aftermath in the coming weeks.
So, and it's not necessarily what the outcome is, but what the reaction is to the outcome that worries you more?
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, we've all voted and, you know, we all have our hopes, but everything is just so divisive right now in identity politics. I think it's just, we're at a scary time. But I was telling whomever answered the phone yesterday, we took down our Halloween decorations and then turned around and started decorating for Christmas. So that's how we're managing this.
There See, you go.
That's why we opened up the phone lines, because I wanted all of my family members to call in and talk about the fact that they're putting up Christmas decorations right now, and it makes them feel better. Thank you.
Yep, that's exactly why I wanted to call in.
Appreciate you, Emily. Thank you so much.
Emily. Appreciate that. See, Ursula, and another argument to putting up Christmas decorations, because Thanksgiving, right? Not a lot of people are having people over for Thanksgiving, so it's not traditional as before, right?
There you go. Okay, I gotcha. Okay, we're going to go to Mark in Port Angeles. And Mark, it sounds like you are pretty stressed out.
Yeah, I'm pretty stressed out, Ursula, considering the fact that I had to scrape all my bumper stickers off my truck, had to take my signs out of my yard because I was getting threats in my mailbox. And
what?
And, you know, it's these times we're in, it's real stressful because, you know, I have my opinion, but you know yourself, if the opinion that you have doesn't go with the opinion of the mass in a community or in your neighborhood, then, you know, it shows how much childish and how childish people really can get. And, you know, my stuff getting vandalized and my pickup truck getting my window busted out in it and all that kind of stuff. And I live in a nice neighborhood. I live in a really, really nice neighborhood where you don't have things like that happen. But because I had a certain person as a candidate on my truck and the mass amounts around me had the other opponent, then, you know, they just took it upon themselves to be jerks, you know?
Yeah, that's not cool.
I'm sorry that happened, man.
Yeah, seriously. And and that's just it. I mean, no matter what, why can we not just be civil? So, Mark, I'm sorry that that's happened.
The same thing happened the last election. I had my window busted out in the air, dropped off a friend of mine at the airport when they were having all the riots at the airport. And they didn't like my bumper stickers, so they busted my window out of my truck. And I'm like, geez, man, so... It's horrible, man. You know, either that's why we live in America, because everybody's opinion is their opinion. We're not forced to have one opinion.
Right.
And it's just stupid.
Mark, thank you. And I hope that doesn't happen anymore. And hopefully that will be over very soon. Thank you so much. Okay, we are going to go to Pam in Port Townsend. Pam, it sounds like you are feeling okay about tomorrow.
I am.
So what's your secret?
All the nonsense that's happening in our country. I'm 70 years old. I was raised by a paranoid father who thought the communists were coming any minute. And I lived all my young life in fear of that. And, you know, Marcus Aurelius is a Stoic who says several things, but two things that I've applied in my later life, and that is that we can control only a few things, and those we can't control, we let go. And we are only a speck in the cosmos, and I enjoy my garden and my friends, and I don't worry a whole lot. I control what I can, and I vote, but I'm not worried. There's somebody much bigger in control of this.
Pam, I appreciate that. And that's so true. It's just, you know, we can only control what we can control. So I appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much. We're going to go to Mo in Puyallup. You are really worried. Tell us why.
I'm just worried about the direction of the country, honestly. It's been getting worse and worse for the last 10 years, at least, and, you know, since I've been paying attention to politics. I grew up in the Middle East, so I know how the mentality of the people is changing, and that worries me for the future of our country, because I don't want to see what happened to, you know, all Iraq or Syria, all those Middle Eastern countries happen here. And, you know, my family came here for a better future, and, you know, of course we're contributing and whatnot, but I'm worried for my kids' future and whatnot.
Okay.
And I honestly hope both sides accept whatever happens, you know, without any crazy stuff happening.
Well said. Yes. Thank you so much, Mo. We had some technical issues with your call, so we're just cutting it short. But thank you so much for calling in. And you're right. I'm hoping that whatever is the outcome, that we can remain peaceful as possible.
Okay. So maybe this is the optimist side of me. this is always. I just always believe in it. Like, we still got a chance. Like, I think it comes from playing a lot of sports coming up, right? Like, you're down by a certain amount, and, like, you just don't give up. Look, 2020 has been the worst. It's been terrible. And here it is, Ursula. It's November 2nd. It's the two-minute drill. We got a couple months left, less than 2 months left in 2020. So what could happen good? Well, at this point in time, we're reaching for anything, considering we haven't really gotten anything good in 2020. It's been not good. We've had a lot of civil unrest. There's a lot of preparation for a lot of civil unrest that is coming up here pretty soon. Just maybe after this election, maybe things settle down.
Yeah, maybe it won't be drawn out. Maybe it won't be this huge legal battle. And maybe we won't have violent demonstrations on the street. That's how we can be hopeful. We're going to end our segment right now with Billy in Snohomish County. And Billy, it sounds like you are feeling pretty good. So you're going to leave us with some optimism.
Yeah, I am feeling pretty good. The sun is out. The Seahawks won. You know, there's been so much division. This is, you know, I'm 60 years old, or just shy of 60, I guess, and I've never been through a presidential election that has been more emotional than this one. There's so much passion on each side. But it's created a lot of division, you know, and I had a Facebook account a couple of months ago, and you know what? I canceled it, and I just got completely off of it because I could see friends of mine, friends going against friends, name calling. I just said enough of this mess, and I got off of it. And
I think that's a good move. It has created a lot of division.
And honestly, you know, I'm not going to say what side I'm on. I'm just going to say that we do need to come together as a nation. And I'm ready for this election to be over with more than I'm excited to see who the winner is. I just want to see things get back to normal. I want to see people start treating each other with respect again and in society. And that's really, and I'm optimistic about that part of it.
That's a really great word, man. I really appreciate you coming on and saying that. Before we do let you go, what's your opinion on holiday decorations going up early, sir?
Boy, I got to tell you, honestly, I don't like it. because you know what? It really kind of defines the fact that a lot of our holidays have kind of become really commercialized. Mm. And I don't like that. And you go into the grocery stores and they have Halloween decorations up in August.
That's so true.
You know, after Halloween, they start putting Christmas decorations up. And it's like, come on, man. Can't you just let the seasons kind of get here and then just move to the next one without jumping the gun so much? And I think a lot of that is driven by financial things. And for me, so much of my holidays, you know, with family and friends has nothing to do with money or anything like that. And so that's kind of my stance on that.
Wow.
Beautifully said.
Dude, you're a wise man, bro. You are a wise man. Thanks for calling the Gene Ursel Show.
Thank you.
He's a wise man, Ursula. like that dude brought heat to what he was saying.
Yeah, if it were 2020, I would 100% agree. Just 2020, anything goes at this point.
Dude, he's got me contemplating right now. Like, he brought some good stuff.
Yes.
Hey, coming up next, Ursula's all excited about this. Why? Because they are giving deals when it comes to traveling again. We'll discuss that next. It's G and Ursula.